two rooms on this floor, which is also called Piano Nobile, are designated for a permanent exhibition entitled Castle Collection, an attempt at reconstruction. It displays objects and documents that were reacquired and collected after 1991. They belong to the family of Count Silverio de Baguer. Most of the furnishings, furniture, painting, archive and books were irresponsibly taken away or destroyed after 1943. Count Silverio de Baguer de Corsi Ribas was born on the 2nd of December 1838 to Jaime de Baguer and Ana Corsi. His father, Jaime, was a Spanish consul at the court of the Russian Tsar. Silverio completed his studies at the renowned P.B. Bilke College in Vienna, after which he graduated in law from the University of Madrid, specializing in international law. Just as his father before him, who started out as a deputy in Cairo and Vienna, he also dedicated himself to diplomatic service. The room to the left of the entrance presents Baguer's life and work. To follow the descriptions of showcases and museum objects, move around the room clockwise. The objects in the showcases will be described first, followed by the display panels. The first showcase contains small objects which adorned the rooms of Silverio's wife, Countess Cecilia, born Caterini. The entire fond of photographs that are shown on the panels in the back has been preserved in her diary. The latter is exhibited in the next showcase. At the end of the 18th century, the House of Coloredo at first leased the castle building and estates to Giovanni Battista Caterini II, and later sold him the building and lands. Count Baguer gave up his splendid diplomatic service in order to accept his inheritance and began to manage the estate. As an important Spanish diplomat, he represented the Kingdom of Spain at various political conferences and before the Holy See. He received several medals for merits. This is evident from one such medal on display, which was the first exhibit from the former collection to be returned, and from the miniatures that were once worn on civilian clothes. On the wall in the back, we can see the original diploma of Pope Leo XIII, dated 1886. The correspondence cabinet presents Count Baguer as a broadly educated person, for he spoke several European languages. He was in correspondence with some eminent European figures, for instance, with Spanish painters and the Queen of Spain, Isabella II. This collection also contains a valuable letter from the Italian national hero Giuseppe Garibaldi, dated 1859. Another contribution to the castle's history is the showcase of the castle keeper Aloisi Schutz, since his journal describes events in Dobrovo during World War I. During her marriage to Baguer, Cecilia gave birth to two daughters, Elvira and Mercedes. You can see their photographs on the panel to the left of the entrance. Other photographs show the furnishings of castle rooms pre- and post-World War I. In addition to their main residence in Gorica, the House of Caterini also owned Dobrovo Castle, which was connected with estates and villages in the Goriška Brda region, namely in Fojana, Barbana, Dobrovo, Kozana, Biljana, Neblo, Medana, and so forth, and a manor and estate in Blankis near Mosa in present-day Italy. When he received his inheritance towards the end of the 19th century, the building was in poor condition. It had been damaged by the Croatian soldiers who had stayed there in 1859. Count Silverio de Baguer devoted himself to renovating it. The panels show the former castle furnishings and the Baguer family. After receiving his inheritance, he began working with various experts from the Agricultural Society of Gorica, and with help from Schutz, the castle keeper, modernized the Dobrovo estates. He took over those estates at a time when the wine louse was wreaking havoc and they were in need of modernization. His success can be discerned from the newspaper articles next to the showcase of the castle keeper, Schutz.